This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korea claims a successful hydrogen bomb test. The UN Security Council says it is working to craft new sanctions against North Korea because of its latest nuclear test. After an emergency session Wednesday, the Security Council said North Korea's actions posed a threat to international peace and security. In Washington, the White House sharply criticized North Korea while also saying the U.S. analysis of the blast is not consistent with North Korea's boast that it now has hydrogen bomb technology. A military spokesman says coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren told reporters since coalition airstrikes began in August of 2014, the Islamic State has lost at least 20,000 square kilometers of land it once controlled. He said the IS has not gained any land since May of last year. Iraq's foreign minister offered Wednesday to act as a mediator between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Relations between those two countries deteriorated this week following the Saudi execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. Protesters stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran, and Saudi Arabia then cut off diplomatic ties with Iran. Iraq's foreign minister Ibrahim al-Jafari said during a joint news conference with his Iranian counterpart that Iraq's placement in the region brings it a role in alleviating tensions. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf said she supports the call by Liberians to reduce the presidential term in office from 2 6-year terms to 2 4-year terms. A constitutional review commission recommended last year to reduce the number of years the president can serve. This is VOA News. With more than 70% of the votes counted, the Central African Republic's presidential election looks set to go to a second round. Katerina Haya reports.
Vote counting continued in Bangui Wednesday as the National Election Authority raced to beat a deadline to announce the results from the December 30th presidential poll. As things stood Wednesday, former Prime Minister Anicet Georges Dologele held the lead with 248,000 votes. He is followed by another former Prime Minister, Faustin Archange Todera, with 217,000 votes. It is clear that Todera has won Bangui, while Dologele's stronghold is in the populated western parts of the country. The results leave the other 28 candidates with little chance of catching up before the final results are due Thursday evening. Katerina Haye, Bangui.
Syrian activists say the Islamic State group has executed a woman reporter. The victim was reporting from inside IS-held territory as an independent journalist. Rukia Hassan wrote about daily life in Raqqa, the IS stronghold in Syria. The exact date of her execution is unknown, but she abruptly stopped posting news on social media in July of 2015. German officials say a series of sexual assaults and thefts that took place during New Year's Eve celebrations in Cologne were likely part of a coordinated effort by a criminal gang. Police say about 1,000 men, most of Arab or North African origin, had gathered near Cologne's main train station around midnight, throwing fireworks. After police moved in to break up the revelry, smaller groups of men began surrounding women passing through the area, groping and harassing them, and stealing their belongings. Germany says nearly 1.1 million people registered as migrants within its borders last year. In numbers released Wednesday, Germany said more than 400,000 migrants came from war-torn Syria. The next two largest nations of origin were Afghanistan and Iraq. Afghan authorities say security forces made advances Wednesday in a southern district, killing 43 Taliban insurgents and wounding many others. The fighting in Marja erupted a day earlier when Afghan forces backed by U.S. military personnel launched a counteroffensive to try to regain lost territory. Bangladesh's Supreme Court has upheld the death sentences given to the leader of the country's largest Islamist party for war crimes. A panel of judges rejected an appeal by Motiur Rahman Nizami, a former cabinet minister who leads the Jamaat-e-Islami party. The decision clears the last barrier for his execution. Nizami was convicted in October 2014 on charges of genocide, murder, torture, rape, and destruction of property for his role in Bangladesh's 9-month war for independence with Pakistan in 1971. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.